Welcome to Visions of Success Internet Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Fred Simkowski. You know, someone once said that success is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. Well, I believe that you need just as much inspiration, if not more, than just perspiration. I mean, after all the sweat in the world isn't going to make you successful unless you are inspired. This is the place to go to seek insights, inspiration, advice, tricks, tips on how to attain the life and career success you've always dreamed of, wanted, and desired.
Today, we are back with that dynamic duo, Tanya Chernova and Joanna Andros. Now, if you weren't with us last week, okay, which you really missed a great show, okay, let me tell you about Tanya and Joanna again. Powerful and charismatic professional speakers, coaches, therapists, and best-selling authors who have inspired countless individuals around the world. Their success, national entrepreneurs and industry executives, combined with their vast expertise in the psychology of human behavior and the realm of neuroscience, make both Tanya and Joanna uniquely certified to help organizations able to achieve breakthroughs in any work environment. Experience a fresh approach to creating change and accelerating success. That's what it's all about. And if you haven't bought their book yet, last week we spoke about Undermine, Discover the 7 Subconscious Beliefs That Sabotage Your Life and How to Overcome Them. Tanya, Joanna, how are you today?
We're wonderful and glad to be here again. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, yes, absolutely. This subject is so exciting. I had to have you back on the show. So, you know, we spoke about, the last time we spoke about how beliefs control our systems, how our core beliefs, you know, how we process our core beliefs really affect our lives, the people, our perspective, you know, really affects us in our lives. We have a tendency to fall back to our default patterns, and we have to start learning how to really see those default patterns, which brings us to our first question today. You both have introduced a new definition of success that is measured by JPM. Joy per minute. I love that one. Joy per minute. What does this mean, and how do we increase our joy?
That's a really great question. Thank you so much for asking that. So, you know, most people, of course, have their definition of success of whether or not I achieved my goal. And realistically, a lot of people achieve their goals, but they're still miserable, and they wonder why. We've introduced a new measure of success, which is your JPM, which is your joy per minute. And so along your journey, how much joy are you really experiencing? Because the goal that everyone has in life is not only to be fulfilled, but to be happy. And so that's the first thing. And then we look at what is it that actually lowers our JPM or destroys our capacity for joy, and that is the inner chatter in our mind. And that's the inner dialogue that's happening while we're living life, the one that says, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. You know, as you're sitting there greeting people and meeting people and putting on this wonderful smile for the world, there's an inside voice that says, you look like an idiot, or you should have worn a different outfit, or people probably are judging you right now. Or if you're even taking an award at the Oscars, and as you get up there, there's an inner voice that says, I hope you don't screw up your speech. People probably think you're an idiot. You know what I mean? So it's really those kinds of things where in our defining and our fine moments, where we just think, you know, or someone is giving us a beautiful love poem, or we're reading a card, and the inner voice says they probably don't mean it, they probably have an ulterior motive. I mean, here you are living the best moments of your life, completely sabotaging your joy because you have this inner chatter. And so what we aim to do in the Undermine book is help people understand what is the source of this inner chatter and how they can completely eliminate it in order to truly experience the moment and increase their joy per minute.
Wow. Interesting. Really interesting. So, you know, this joy per minute, if you will, you know, yeah, it's that inner talk, but it's really about, is it really about having a more positive approach to everything in life? I mean, if you're going to go through life thinking that, you know, I had a guy who I used to work for, we used to call him Doom and Gloom Ralph, because no matter what was going on, he could find a negative about anything, and he could bring a room down so fast, it's not funny, okay? It really is the way we approach life. Is it positive or is it negative? And we do make a difference in that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, it's interesting when you were saying that, I was thinking about the fact that the joy per minute is it's more of a state of joy.
Ah.
It's being in that place where, you know, because life will throw curveballs to us. We know that. And things, bad things will happen. Like, it's just, it's inevitable. Something's going to happen. It's going to disappoint us, or somebody's going to say the wrong thing, and it could hurt us in the moment. But it's having that ability, because in your core, who you are is okay. You're good enough. You're lovable. You're loved. You belong. You're safe. You're not alone. Like, you feel, you know, because these are, I'm identifying some of the core beliefs that we've talked about and some of the seven subconscious beliefs that do sabotage people's lives. If you feel those in the positive, in the affirmative, deeply within your soul as your default mode, you know, that I am good enough, and that I am worthy, and that I am deserving, then even when bad things happen, and bad people do bad things to us, that we can recoup faster. We can still have joy in the face of all of those things, because we won't be thrown into a massive trigger situation where we start going into that spiral of destroying ourselves with negative chatter and negative talk.
So it's like a recent show I recorded, and I think I put even on my blog, I talked about knowing your true value. So it really is about looking at yourself and understanding what your true value is, isn't it?
That's right. And you know, we can all say, well, we know, and we could consciously know our true value. So the only, and a lot of people will talk about that, knowing our true value on that conscious level. But we're talking as well on a subconscious level. As the same knowing that you know your name is Fred, and my name is Joanna, and Tanya's is Tanya, that we know like we know, that we are okay, that we are good, that we have this peace, and that no matter what, and that's different. So it's not just this conscious knowing, it is an internal knowing.
So in other words, you got to really feel it.
Absolutely. And that's what creates all our amazing results in our life, if we could be in the positive and affirmative, but as we've been talking about, but you know, that's the problem, where for a lot of people, they have a knowing deep down that I'm not worthy, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not lovable. Like underneath, you know, hidden, that hidden stuff that nobody really wants to talk about. And we can all like talk the talk, like, oh no, I'm fine. But it's like, what's really underneath there? And as Tony had mentioned even last week, for so many people, they're shocked to find out it's there even sometimes. It's not like we can just question ourselves and think about it and try and figure out what the answer is. There is a way. We have a test and things like that that we give out on the, in our book and on the website, that really help you nail down subconscious answers, you know, to get the quickest answer that comes from your mind, that really shows up for people, shocking as it may be, that really they don't have a belief system that is wired for success, that they have negative belief systems that are totally sabotaging them at a subconscious level.
So, you know, let's get to this then, because this is really the heart of your book, Undermine. You know, how will reading Undermine, now I know the answer to this because I read the book, but how will reading Undermine help people change their lives in every aspect?
Oh, that's a really good question. So, You know, for us, we created this book as a workbook so that people could truly understand what is their personal blueprint of self-sabotage. So every single chapter pretty much has a very profound and life-changing exercise that helps people understand both what's at the source of their behavior, to see their behavior in a different way, and also understand, you know, why they have the results they do. And very soon we're actually going to have an online course that's going to take people through a 12-week program along, you know, accompanying the books as a sort of a self-study course to help them really understand, you know, why they're choosing the life that they have and how they can create the permanent change necessary to overcome it.
Wow.
And because it focuses on their personal negative beliefs, you know, it seems horrible that we're going to focus on those, and yet that is the goal. That's the stuff. That's the stuff that's limiting us. You know, we believe that we're really, truly limitless. We can have anything we want. If we desire it, we ask for it, we know that this is our dream and what we want, it's really what we should be able to do. The only thing that stops us is this stuff. It is these limiting beliefs. So this is the first time, you know, or I'm not saying the first time, but it is definitely our message to say we're focusing right in on those negative beliefs and those limiting beliefs. Let's look at those. Let's tear those apart. Let's find out what really is stopping you in your life.
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what the book does, because as I read through it, okay, and I don't care how successful you are, okay, when you read through this book, you're going to come to the realization that I know, because even myself, I feel I'm self very successful. I got an award as the host of the year last year on the network, the first man to ever get it on the network. You know, that makes me feel great. But,
absolutely,
you know, I knew that I was going to get it because of the work I did and because of the satisfaction I get in what I do. So, you know, when you truly believe yourself to be who your true self is, okay, then it really makes a difference. Now, what I find about the book is, which as I read through it, it's like, holy cow, I should have had this book like 20 years ago, okay? All those mistakes I made, all that backtracking and rerouting my life and career could have been cut like in half if I had this book 20 years ago, okay? That's how great this is, because it really does help you hone in on the real important stuff, okay, and not all that peripheral junk that sidetracks us.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I agree with you, because I even wish for myself I'd had it 20 years ago or 25
yeah,
years ago.
It's like,
agreed.
It's like, where were you two ladies?
Exactly.
So,
that's why we really wanted to put something together so succinct and so clear. And that is the comments that we've been getting and the testimonials from people, that it really has changed their life, or they've had such epiphanies and breakthroughs in their life, or really understanding at a level they never knew before, and getting the tools to really recognize when a part of them is running them, that part, that negative part. I'm doing it. And they're actually understanding the duality of the mind.
That's the important part of the book. It just doesn't do a lot of talking, okay? It just doesn't keep deluging you with facts. It gives you those step-by-step help of, look, this is what you got to do. This is what you need to do, you know, and it helps you work through it, you know, and if you don't follow what the book says, you know, you only got yourself to blame, okay? Because you people, both of you, do such a great job of leading you down the right road and not just leaving you there, you know, following through. The book keeps working with you to understand where you're going and why you're going.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
thank you for that testimonial too. I mean, it's true. I agree. You know, as I said, wish I'd had the book a long time ago.
Yeah, it's, you know, unfortunately, geniuses like you two don't come along too often, and when you do, what a difference
really
it makes
kind
in everybody's life. So,
that's very, very kind. And you know what it is? I'll tell you honestly, and you know this yourself, I'm sure you tell this to all your
clients when they come to you for coaching is that the good news is that, you know, there's no better time than now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for people, when they pick up this book, it's, you know, at every single point in our lives, because we're humans and we're programmed for more, people are always looking for better ways, and people are always looking for a better life while they are still having their time on Earth. So, you know, it's never too late to change anything. You know, Joanna has people in her therapy sessions who are 75 years old, and of course they wish that they would have had it sooner, but guess what? There's still time to live, and there's still time to experience the joy per minute. Because it's, again, not about achieving a certain thing. It's about being able to truly get in touch with loving yourself, loving your life, and really enjoying the time that we have while we're here. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that this type of book is really exceptional because it does help people understand what is the source of their behavior, but it also helps people understand the source of the behavior of the loved ones in their life, because certainly there are many parents who are struggling to understand their children, and many people who are struggling to understand in the corporate world their employees, and they don't understand why, you know, even from a management perspective, people go, you know, at work continue to do things that sabotage the success of a total organization, even at a CEO level. And so what's great about this is that it is truly applicable universally to everyone who is looking to create success in any area of their life and is wondering why they can't achieve it. This is their time now to really understand what's happened and start to really live their life to the fullest.
Okay, so let's take a little bit of a more focus group. How can a failing entrepreneur turn their business around using your book, Undermine?
And you know, excellent question, because entrepreneurs particularly are susceptible to self-sabotage because they are often isolated, and they're usually the visionary in their own, in their own adventure. And so ultimately what ends up happening is that what your business or anyone's business is an expression of who they are as a person. And so all of their assets and liabilities in their mind are truly what make up their company. So for example, if an entrepreneur has a phenomenal vision to get their product out there, to get their service out there, to build a team, but deep down inside at their core level, they have a subconscious program that says, I'm on my own, I'm not supported, then they'll continuously hire all the wrong people and create a team that fails them, and then they can't, you know, give up responsibility or delegate properly, so they constantly feel disappointed and unsupported, and they can't move forward. Or, you know, in another reality, if an entrepreneur, and very oftentimes entrepreneurs have a difficult time managing money, you know, or they have a difficult time, for example, creating wealth, because somewhere in there they have a poverty mentality that they're not worthy of receiving this money, or be receiving this money means that now they're responsible for everybody in the family, or other people will want more from them. And then that creates, you know, self-sabotage in the area of, they make a certain amount, their product or service gets out there, and then they start shutting things down or not returning calls for prosperity. And, you know, the other thing, too, and we've worked at this because I work a lot on the business end with clients. You know, I've had people who are phenomenal inventors, amazing, amazing things that they've created. But in their previous experience, someone has stolen from them, or they have, you know, taken the company in a different direction, or they've purchased the company only to stifle their idea. So even though they start again with their next big idea, their big problem is that they're afraid to let it go or sell it or share this information because they think it'll be stolen once again. And of course, they're so frustrated because they know that this is so incredible, but they're stuck being the best kept secret because they refuse to share or go into partnership because they can't trust others and fundamentally themselves. So realistically, entrepreneurs are people who can most benefit from this because they, you know, they have to realize that their entire business is an expression of their beliefs, both positive and negative. And if they only did a little bit of work on themselves to completely reprogram the part that doesn't trust or doesn't feel worthy or doesn't, you know, whatever, the changes are immediate, profound and immediate in terms of how their business turns around.
Wow. Yeah, and I find, and a lot of times I find with entrepreneurs is the biggest problem is they do think they have to do it all alone. And those are the people who the first thing I always tell them when they come to me as a coach is the first thing we have to do is get the people around you that not only can help you, but you can trust so you don't have to do it alone. I think the biggest problem entrepreneurs think is, even though it's their company and maybe they're the only one in the company, you know, it's this one man, one woman company, you can get help. You can get a mentor. You can get a good coach. You can get someone who can give you great advice, but if you don't go out and ask for help, you're never going to get it.
And it's true, everything you're saying, you know, Dr. Fred, the only thing is that consciously we all know that, and consciously
yes.
all the tools are out there, just like they are for weight loss, like they are for love
yeah,
relationships,
yeah.
like we said before. Realistically, though, that if in your filter of perception, you know, people in their entrepreneurial state will say, but I have hired people.
Yes.
I have hired coaches. I have gone to mentor groups. I have joined entrepreneurial organizations. And it's been a waste of my time because, you see, look at all the failure and disappointment. And that's because for them, what ends up happening is that consciously they'll go and make a goal and they'll sign up to an organization or hire a person. And then the moment that they have to start giving up responsibility, because they're programmed for disappointment, they will actually not delegate properly or
yep.
micromanage or do whatever it is that creates a pattern of sabotaging behavior that forces the other individual into being a failure for them so they can prove themselves right. You know, and that's why we have that old adage that life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. And that's why our beliefs are so powerful yet so dangerous, because whatever we believe truly affects our filter of perception. So even though what is reality is that support is everywhere, what the perception is that support is not working for me. And we often tend to think it's everybody on the outside and not who we are. We just think it really is life. And then we get into this unfortunate state that basically says something like, you know, maybe I shouldn't bother. And then we get cynical as we get older, and then everything seems like, well, I mean, I did this before. It's not going to work for me.
Yeah.
So we go to seminars looking for new information with an old mindset that just says, it doesn't matter what I do, nothing's going to work anyway. And then people wonder why their businesses don't thrive.
Yeah, it really...
Or money.
Yeah, it really becomes ridiculous, if you will. I mean, one gentleman came to me once. He wanted me to help him turn his business around. And I said to him, the first thing I said to him was, do you have an open mind to try something new? And he said, yes. I said, okay, but if I tell you something you're not going to be happy with, are you still going to try it? And then he made a face. And as soon as he made a face, I said to him, you know what? Come back to me when you're not ready, when you are ready to be really open-minded. And that's part of it also, okay?
Yeah.
You've got to get to that point in life when you'll say, yes, it's not working, help me, but then you got a really open mind to really listen and understand. Sometimes you're going to hear stuff you don't want to hear.
Right, but and absolutely, and that's why, like, coaches or people who can be our observer around us can really notice those patterns.
Yes.
For us. Sometimes that's why it's so important to have those people, you know, and that's what we want people to have, this education, so they can be wise enough to recognize that there's a pattern happening here. And that's why we really want people to look and have this awareness of, like, look at my results. Like, let's be honest. Like, look at my results. If my results are showing up the same way over and over again, or I'm struggling over and over again, or just things are not happening the way I want, or things are happening a certain way that I never even asked for, you know, and it's happening, then that means, like, literally, it's just science. It's brain wiring. It means that there's something in us that is undermined, hidden, that is making this happen. So to be wise enough to slow down for a moment and go, oh, hang on one second. This is happening. So I can keep thinking, no, I'm listening, or I want something new. But even when you said that, Dr. Fred, that, you know, that face he pulled, that
yeah.
was instant. That was probably his
yep.
subconscious mind reaction in a second. He probably didn't even realize. He go, what face? That's
yes,
face?
Exactly.
I didn't even know his whole face. But there's some part of us inside that jumps in so quickly with, like, oh, I don't like that. Or that's new. That's dangerous. That's in the unknown. And that's really identifying what's hidden underneath.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think some of the things when coaches come to me, ask for advice, I tell them, the first thing you have to do is pay attention to the body language. Because I guarantee you, their body language is telling you exactly what they're not telling
absolutely.
You. Okay? And it really makes a difference. So, again, here, wow, this is great stuff, but let me give a quick recap here before we finish up here. Okay? Today, not only did we talk about the book and how, you know, it's really a roadmap. I'm not even going to say a step-by-step thing. I'm going to call it a roadmap to your success. Why? It's going to help you really understand those things that really sabotage yourself, that thinking, that those inner talk that you don't think is happening, happens. In fact, every now and then I tell people, look in the mirror and say, who am I? Okay? And depending on the face you make, it's probably going to tell you who you are. Okay? So, as we spoke about, it's really about the inner talk, the inner chatter that we hear can kill our joy, especially if it's negative. Okay? So, as our ladies here said today, it's about a state of joy. It's about understanding, okay, it's not just a matter of I would say it's not even just a matter of a feeling. It's really a matter of it's got to become part of your life. It's got to become part of you, okay? One of the reasons why I love doing this show is because it's a passion for me. Because I've gotten to the point in my career where I believe and truly live it, is that I believe everybody in this world wants to make a difference and everybody wants to know they matter. And when I go and approach everything I do with that, it definitely comes up roses, if you will. Why? Because people get the point. That's what Tanya and Joanna have been saying, okay? You attract people, the type of people, because of who you are. So if you're not attracting the right people, you better start taking a look in the mirror to find out who are you, okay? Because, like they said, life is a self-fulfilling prophecy, but you control the prophecy. You control your life and you control what goes on inside of you, but you got to take that moment to really look deep down and find out, like I say, what your true value is. Is that what we spoke about today?
It sure is. Yeah, that was a good synopsis.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies, before we sign off again, tell our audience how they can contact you, how they can your book.
They can find our book at www.pnrt.ca, and they can also contact us at info@pnrt.ca and find out all sorts of information about this process and the work we're doing on that website. Our book is also available on Amazon, and that's pretty much it. We also have another website, which is www.courageousliving.com, and that's more of an empowerment community for women. And, you know, if they'd like to contact us to know more about the 12-week online support course that's coming up, we'll be very happy to send them some information.
Excellent, excellent. Ladies, a second time, this has been fantastic, okay, and hopefully there's going to be a lot of people buying that book.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for being on the show again today.
Thank you very much, Fred. Thanks for doing the great work you are.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Remember to go to my website, lifecareerbusinesscoach.com, for more information and assistance you may be looking for. There is a link there for this show, Visions of Success Internet Talk Radio, where you can listen to replays and more interviews on a regular basis. And be sure to subscribe to my monthly newsletter for more great learning and insights. This show airs every Friday and was hosted by amazing Women of Power Radio Network and in conjunction with Raven International Network. Have a great day, and you can get it done.